David wrote Psalm 52 when Doeg had betrayed him to King Saul. We can read about the incident in 1 Samuel chapter 22. And this psalm, Psalm 52, considers the possibility of evil, its strength and source, and its effect. There could not have been too much worship of God, or Saul, who was always afraid of people's reactions, would not have dared to kill 85 priests of the Lord. David, though, was a regular at the house of God long before he was in trouble. In World War II, they had a poster that said, "Careless talk costs lives." Doeg's could have saved the lives of many people by his silence, gossip wounds, the untamable part of a person, said James, is the tongue. David said the tongue was razor sharp. The writer of Proverbs had much to say about talk. In Proverbs 16, he said, "A scoundrel plots evil, and his speech is like a scorching fire, and gossip separates close friends. It is not what you know or what you say, it is to whom you say it. Will they gossip about it? Will they act upon it?" Saul and his supporters were living in the strength of their possessions, but not in the strength of God. He did not seek to obtain his followers by claims of justice, but by the wealth that they could acquire by going his way. He challenged them, saying, "Can David give you these things?" We must always have our support from God alone. But some see something deeper in Psalm 52, verse 7, more than just wealth. The word can be translated a craving or desire, and this is the source of evil. Fame and fortune were on offer, and so many of us have cravings for these. Let us always check the motive of our actions and those of people we follow. While seeking his own safety, David put others in danger. The death of the priests and their families was due in part to David. He felt responsible for the massacre. He had attempted to mitigate the problem for the priest Ahimelech when he saw that Doeg was there by telling a lie. It was the book Uncle Tom's Cabin that had been said to be partly responsible for the American Civil War. And so Harriet Beecher Stowe must have felt terrible for the deaths of so many people, yet the final outcome was good. After a tragic mining disaster in Durham in the north of England, Bishop Handley Mole went to see some of the grieving families. He showed them one of the old bookmarks that were woven in those days. On one side it said, "God is love," and on the other was a tangle of coloured threads. Today, we see the tangled threads of life now. One day we will see the other side saying, "God is love." The present pain of grief is only known by those who go through it. Often when I have been to grieving relatives, they've said to me in almost identical words, "I never knew it felt like this." Every day, millions are discovering the same pain of bereavement due to war, disease, old age, and accident. Abithar was the lone survivor of a massacre of men, women, and children of those priestly families. David could offer him safety, but the trauma was his, that God alone could deal with. Yet the real cause of the massacre was just words. The words that Doeg said to Saul, the words that Saul challenged to his soldiers, words, just words, but with such evil consequences. Jesus said, all sorts of evil things come out of our mouths. It was said that Henry II said, who will rid me of this troublesome priest? So off went some knights to kill Thomas a Becket in the cathedral. Words can make alive and words can kill. Let us ensure our words always give life, love and light into a person's life. Amen. May the Lord bless you today. God bless.